This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. This is hour number two, and I am Rich Sheban, broadcasting from Montana. And I am with Gwyneth Isaacs, live in Australia. And we are both sitting in for Vince today. So, Gwyneth, I know we have only 1 hour left of the broadcast, and you wanted to talk about other subjects like the jab/vaccine. Do you want to stay on communism, socialism, or do you want to shift gears? It's up to you. It's your call.
I think that we ought to get on to the coronavirus vaccine because it sort of ties in with the whole communism thing. One thing that communists are really, really, really good at is killing people, okay? Through the 20th century, communism killed in excess of 150 million people worldwide. And that is not even disputed by any historian. Now, Joseph Stalin once said something. I think it was either Vladimir Lenin or Joe Stalin, I'm not sure who. He said, when one man dies, it's a tragedy. When a million people die, it's a statistic. It's hard for anyone to even wrap their head around what 150 million dead people look like. You know, there's graphics on the internet that describe it, that in China alone, the Chinese communists themselves admit since 1947, when they took over from the Kuomintang, they admit to killing 100 million of their own people. And it's a bloodlust that communism gets. This is another reason to reject it. The so-called coronavirus came out of a level 4 lab in China. That's not even disputed now. The World Health Organization has admitted it. The CDC has admitted it. Everybody knew it anyway. You know, 18 months ago, everybody knew it. But, you know, some people are a bit slow off the mark, like people who believe what everything the box in the corner says. But, you know, it was always a race-specific bioweapon. It was always going to kill far more Asians and Africans than white people. It was genetically engineered to not kill white people because although the lab was in China, it was originally an American project. So this was so that they could sort of blame each other and neither could be held fully accountable, and it was both of them. This is a sort of mind games that communists play, you know. And now they've got their real bio-warfare weapon, which is the so-called vaccines, okay? They're not vaccines. They are genetic modification apparatuses, okay? They shut down your mitochondria, which is the little... If you don't know what mitochondria are, you can do an internet search on what they are. But briefly, they are microscopic little furnaces that are inside your cells that take sugars and turn them into energy. They burn sugar and turn glucose and turn it into energy, which fuels your body. And, you know, you'll hear people say, oh, yes, but you can get energy from fat and you can get energy from protein. The only reason you can get energy from fat and protein is because fat and protein both have glucose molecules included in them, and your digestive system takes the glucose, extracts the glucose molecule from the fat molecule and burns it. It doesn't do anything with the fat molecule except excrete it in your feces. This is it, or pile it onto your body for later use. This is it. If you're talking about shutting down the mitochondria, you're going to die, because it's like pouring cold water into your fireplace. That's what taking these coronavirus shots are. It's pouring cold water into the very fireplace of your body, shutting down the mitochondria. As well as that, they make prions, which are the molecules that are responsible for doing the damage in mad cow disease, and they turn your body into a prion factory. This is what the so-called vaccines were designed to do. They were designed in the level 4 lab, and the virus itself was just there to be a reason to produce the vaccine and then force it on everyone. And I can tell you that if they ever come to the gate, I've said this before, I'll say it again, if they come to the gate thinking that they are going to jab me, they had better bring some body bags, because they're going to need them, either for me or for them, because I am not going to allow myself to be injected. And I've heard other people saying this on air. I know I'm not alone. They will not be able to do this around here. And I'm sure they won't be able to do it around your place either, because I don't know.
Well, first of all, let me interject. Yeah. It's against the Nuremberg Code. That means it's illegal. And here in America, we have HIPAA regulations, which is also illegal. And what's really getting big right now is the term vaccidents, where people are getting brain fog behind the wheel. And there's so many accidents as occurring from people who have had the jab. Not to mention, I don't know if you heard me yesterday. I talked about a term that's coming called succession planning. It's corporations that know the vaccine is going to kill people in the next 3 years, and they're looking to replace them already for the next 3 years. This is the type of stuff that's going on here. And I just want to mention two articles. Pardon my interruption, Gwyneth. Houston Methodist Hospital orders its staff to withhold adverse reaction caused by the COVID vaccines from official records. Do you really want to go into a plausible deniability hospital? And another article, in 1983, the whole world knows about Anthony Fauci and what a fraud he is. He tied to the spread of mass hysteria over AIDS, claiming it would spread through casual contact, and that's in quotes. So you really can't believe the experts and the official authorities, because they're all bought and paid for and blackmailed. Gwyneth?
Yeah, it's, you know, I heard about that on the Alex Jones show on Monday. You know, I didn't hear what you said yesterday because I had other jobs. I just got caught up and I didn't get a chance to do any downloads today. But it's the truth that oil companies, that a major oil company recruiting person, woman who recruits for the international oil companies, everything from executives to rig workers and such like, that she has said, she's come forward and said publicly that she is getting a huge number of oil company executives who are coming to her looking for her services over the next 3 years, in replacing people who are going to be, I think the words that she used was dropping out of the oil industry because of coronavirus vaccines over the next 3 years. And, yeah, it's true that a good minority of people die within 48 hours of receiving the vaccine. There's another segment of the population that dies within, you know, between 2 weeks and 6 months. But 100% of the people who have received the coronavirus vaccine, even just one shot, are going to be dead within 3 years. That's what I mean when I say I would rather die fighting them if they ever came to the gate forcing me to be vaccinated than to have to die slowly over a period of 3 years. It's not a thing of me saying, oh, I'm big and bold and strong, blah, 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 blah. No, if I would regard that as attempted murder. And if I got somebody coming to my gate and I knew that they were going to try and murder me, you know, maybe chain me up and take me to a basement and do terrible things to me for 6 months before they finally slit my throat or whatever, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer or John Wayne Gacy or that sort of thing, I would rather die fighting them on the spot than, you know, and possibly defeating them than die over a period of 6 months with terrible things happening to me. That's normal. That's just absolutely normal. And people have forgotten what normal is. Normal is fighting for your life if you need to. That's normal. Normal is wanting to have your own life, your own household, your children around you, you know, not necessarily right next door to you maybe, because children grow up, they have their own lives, they meet the loves of their lives and they get married and then they have their own children, and that's right. But what I mean is to have a family network, to have a network of friends is normal. To want to defend your friends and family is normal. Yeah, the people don't know what normal is anymore because they believe whatever the stupid box in the corner says. And, you know, there's a stupid box in the corner is coming up with that many messed up ideas that is absolutely ridiculous. You know, everything's turned on its head. And people, just going back to the onion idea, people have forgotten what's necessary to grow a good onion. You know, people have forgotten what's necessary to have a happy family home life. People have forgotten that men are stronger than women, but women have more endurance than men. And we all have our role. And if you find yourself in the unfortunate situation that I found myself in, when I was 28, my husband died of a heart attack one night, completely out of the blue. It completely threw me for six. And I had two small babies to look after. And the following day, we were going to go and sign a contract to get a house put on our land, and that never happened. Well, it didn't happen in that way. You know, I did end up getting a farm. I did end up getting a house of my own. But this is it. People need to remember what's real.
Well, Glenn, hold that thought. We'll be right back after the break.
Yep.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheban sitting in with Gwyneth Isaacs. And Gwyneth, you mentioned right before the break about how people have forgotten about a normal life. Well, that also means they've forgotten about common sense and logic. Because isn't it logical when it's so obvious to probably 99% of this audience that when they use the term anti-vax, it's another designed term to degrade and divide the American people? And threatening to take your phone away. I think most people, if they have any common sense or logic, they would be glad to get rid of the electronic leash that listens to them and steals their data and puts them in databases. Or how about this for logic? How many people, are there really people today that don't know that so many people who have taken this vaccine/jab have been magnetized? Just think about this. Metal nanotechnology when you're around Wi-Fi or 5G, or they want to implant microchips in your body. What's it going to do then? I mean, you use the term normal, but normal is also associated with common sense and logic. Gwyneth.
Yeah, those magnetic particles are actually magnetoprions. They call them magnetoproteins, but the type of proteins that they are prions. So they're not just magnetic particles, they're magnetic prions, which means that they tend to go into the brain and the spinal cord. And it's real science fiction dystopia on steroids is the only thing that I could possibly, I couldn't even come up with words strong enough. It's hellish. Absolutely hellish that even regular prions will give you spongiform, a disease called spongiform encephalopathy, which means your brain turns to a sponge and then it dies. Okay? That's what that name means.
Under a microscope, the brain looks like mad cow disease, not because the spike proteins cross the brain barrier.
It's called in cattle, it's called BSE, which means bovine spongiform encephalopathy. Blah, blah, blah. You know, but this is it. They have had this disease in Papua New Guinea for thousands of years, and they call it kuru, which I think is a little bit easier to say than spongiform encephalopathy. You know, I just call it kuru. And if you ever see anybody with kuru, they have this glassy, wide-eyed stare, and they're always, they've got this crazed grin on their face, and they can't stop smiling at this wide-eyed, toothy grin with glassy, insane-looking eyes. And if you ever see anybody like that, they are completely unpredictable. They are worse than a zombie because they only have one thing on their mind, and that is to go and kill someone and then eat them. This is what spongiform encephalopathy does to you. It's like rabies except worse. Okay? Rabies is bad enough. But normally when somebody has rabies, a dog or whatever, they're normal, it's strange because, you know, we don't have rabies in Australia, but I've seen films of it. A dog will have rabies and it'll just sit there panting with, you know, saliva coming out of its mouth in great foaming balls. But it'll sit there and it will actually be docile, you know. And then it'll turn around and just its temperament will change in a millisecond, and it'll bite you, and then that's the end of it. You better get a rabies vaccine or you're going to die. That's an example of a vaccine that would be worth having. But, you know, BSE is even worse than that, because what it does is it drives people crazy. And it drives them to a place where they want to go out and they want to hurt people. This is it. And it's been well known for thousands of years in Papua New Guinea. And they got it because they were cannibals. And that's where they got it, from eating the brains of people who had it. Does that make sense, Rick?
It does. It does, Gwyneth. Hold on to that thought. We'll be right back, everybody, after this break at the bottom of the hour. Appreciate you being here.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Russian leader Vladimir Putin are meeting today in Geneva, Switzerland, a story we will keep you updated on throughout the day. A federal judge in Louisiana issued a preliminary injunction blocking the Biden administration from pausing new oil and gas leases on federal lands. Judge Terry Doty of the U.S. District Court in Monroe, Louisiana, said the administration does not have the legal right to stop leasing federal territory for oil and gas production without approval from Congress. The Southern Baptist Convention, its largest meeting in decades on Tuesday, elected a new president who has worked to bridge racial divides in the church and defeating an effort to make an issue of critical race theory. More than 15,000 delegates in attendance picked their next leader as Ed Litton, a pastor from Alabama. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
After calling Vladimir Putin a killer and saying he's told him before he has no soul, President Biden on Monday is now calling the Russian leader bright and tough. The two men will meet face-to-face inside an 18th-century Swiss villa situated alongside a lake in Geneva. The fifth American president to sit down with Putin. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden wraps up his first overseas trip on Wednesday with a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The meeting is expected to last 4 to 5 hours with several sessions during that stretch. Many have questioned what President Biden will be able to gain from the meeting. Former U.S. Ambassador to Russia, Michael McFaul, says the president should take a Cold War stance with Putin. He tells CNBC that on many issues, the two countries should just agree to disagree.
Well, it's tricky because you want to cooperate on things that you can, but you don't want to sound too chummy. You want to push back on things where we disagree, and the list of disagreements is a lot longer than the list of potential agreements. And so that's the challenge for President Biden into this meeting. It reminds me of older days, Soviet Cold War days, when we met with Soviet leaders, but we didn't check our values at the door, and we agreed to disagree about a lot of things.
The upcoming SpaceX launch of a GPS-3 satellite scheduled for Thursday will be the first national security space mission to use a refurbished Falcon 9 booster. Launch window opens at 12.09 p.m. Eastern and will close at 12.24 p.m. Eastern and will launch from Cape Canaveral, Florida. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. This is Rich Sheehan broadcasting out of Montana, and I am live with Gwyneth Isaacs from Australia. Now we are talking about the jab, the vaccine. And you mentioned the word vaccine a couple times, first admitting that it was not a vaccine, and most experts who are credible agrees. And most experts who are credible also say that this is not a pandemic. This shouldn't have had emergency authorization when there's therapeutics like hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, plus vitamin D, zinc, budesonide, azithromycin, all these things. In fact, I saw on frankspeech.com, that's Frank Speech, FrankSpeech.com, which is Mike Lindell's great website, if you can get it, because they're always being blocked. A physician, I heard him being interviewed regarding, I can't remember if he used the word cure regarding COVID, so take that with a grain of salt, but He says taking 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C per day and 1,000 milligrams of magnesium per day and 200 micrograms of selenium today is going to get you very far. Like I said, I'm very wary of the word cure, but I can't remember if he said that or as a prophylactic, probably a prophylaxis. But today, Gwyneth, too many people, the mainstream media, is owned. They're bought and paid for to sell the narrative, whether it be through money or blackmail or whatever. But once in a while, you get a hero. There's a Fox 26 reporter. Her name is Ivory Hecker. I mentioned her yesterday on the air when I monologued. And she released tape of network bosses sounding the alarm on the corruption and the censorship by the powers that be. Even, you know, everybody thinks, well, if you hear the word Fox, it's going to be conservative. That's not, it's maybe 5% better than mainstream media. That's it. And one of the things they were censoring Ivory on was saying, don't mention hydroxychloroquine. Another thing they were saying regarding poor blacks don't care about Bitcoin. You know, so basically it shows how racist the powers that be really are. They just show how it's not about news. It's about selling the narrative. It's about basically manufacturing the perception of everything, race baiting, you know, all the distractions with sex, gender, race, religion. Basically, it's professional wordsmithing, Hegelian dialectic, in order to sell what they want people to hear and think they know. What is your comment on that, Gwyneth?
Well, when this whole thing began, I did my own little bit of research and I found out that there's an excellent antiviral that's been used for hundreds of years by the British Army. And that's called gin and tonics, okay? And the recipe for gin and tonic is very, very simple, okay? You can, if you are an alcoholic, you are some, or you are a, you have a religious reason for not drinking alcohol or whatever, you don't have to include the gin, but the gin makes it work better, okay? And this is what you do. In a either a whiskey balloon or wine glass or whatever, you put a shot of gin and you put about one third of, most gin and tonics are made with citrus juice, okay? The one that I use, because it's available here, I use Indian fig cactus juice. Okay, because I've got hundreds of Indian fig cactuses here. That's a Puntia ficus indica. And we almost always have cactus juice. And two-thirds of Indian tonic water. Okay? And one of those once a day. And although I don't think I've been sick since I've been taking gin and tonics each day at lunchtime. And I don't always have them every single day, but I have it often enough where it works. And the thing is the citrus juice, or like I say, the prickly pear juice, it contains a wide range of vitamins and minerals, and especially high doses of vitamin C. And it's the combination of quinine, which is in the tonic water, and vitamin C, and alcohol. The alcohol pushes the quinine and the vitamin C and all of the other nutrients that are in the fruit juice into your cells. And the British Army knew that as long as they had a daily ration for their men of gin and tonics once a day at least, that their soldiers wouldn't get malaria and they wouldn't get a bunch of other tropical diseases in places that they were colonizing or invading or whatever, such as India and Africa. And they were able to set up colonies in these places where other European nations failed because the white people would get the Asian, Indian, and African diseases, and they would die because they were not adapted to living with these viruses and bacteria that were there and parasites. So when this whole thing began, I began having gin and tonics once a day. Like I say, I don't have it every single day, but I enjoy it. It's a little bit of a treat. It's a little bit of a luxury as well. But this is it. But like I say, the alcohol is not compulsory. It will still work even if you just have the fruit juice and the tonic water. But it's best if the fruit juice is fresh, of course. And if you want to put a slice of lemon or lime or whatever into the tonic water, well, that puts the essential oils, as long as it's organic, of course, because otherwise it's going to have all sorts of horrible things in it, like Roundup in the skin. But if you've got your own lemon or lime tree or other citrus tree, then you can put a slice of the fruit in it as well. And that's, you know, this is something, this is old knowledge that has almost been forgotten, that needs to be recovered. And I found out a lot of this old information when I began doing my pirate and highwayman research, because when I was doing that, I had to research the conditions on 16th, 17th, and 18th century ships. And not only ships, but also on the land and the conditions that the ordinary people were living in at that time. And how they were living their lives and what they were doing for things like healthcare, how they were building their houses, what they wore on their feet, what their clothes wore, or what they didn't wear on their feet. What sort of clothing they wore, how they made it. And, of course, it also led me into a little bit of a study of various indigenous tribes and how they lived and what their medicines were. And if people can go back to this sort of knowledge and research that and find out how people did things before the modern world was invented, then they have got a much higher chance of surviving with what's to come, because there's nothing that we can do about it. The modern world, even as we speak, is in the process of going away. And 9 out of 10 people within 5 years are not going to be here. I really believe that. I'm somebody who was baptized as a Pentecostal, and I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And occasionally the Holy Spirit gives me messages. And in 2016, he gave me the message that 90% of the people that I saw around me would be dead soon. And I didn't know when soon was, but I wrote it down at that time. And I thought, I don't want to believe this. Who wants to believe that? But actually, that's actually what's going to happen. If people fall for this whole coronavirus vaccine thing, the vast majority of everybody who takes it is going to be dead within 3 to 5 years, because they know that, because all the ferrets died in the animal studies. The vast majority of the rats died in the animal studies, and all the other animals died in the animal studies. You know, that they injected the stuff into when they were testing it back in the day. And that's the reason why the lab could not stay in the United States. It lost its funding from the CDC and the FDA because too many of the animals were dying and people freaked out. If you die after taking these coronavirus shots, it's your own stupid fault. Maybe you deserve to die. Maybe it's a Darwin Award. You know, if you stand in front of a locomotive as it's pulling out of a railway station, do you deserve to live anymore? This is it. I mean, it's just the stupidest thing to do. Just don't do it. You know, you'd be better off just, you know, doing something really stupid to yourself. You know, there was a thing a few years ago of people pouring bleach in their eyes, you know, and posting videos on the internet of them pouring bleach into their eyes. And I looked at these videos and I thought, what the dickens is this? You know, this is just deliberately self-destructive behavior. Well, in my humble opinion, injecting yourself with this sort of whatever it is on the same level with, it's actually worse than pouring bleach in your eyes. It's actually, it would actually be better for you if you just go and inject hydrochloric acid or something into you. You'd be dead quicker, that's for sure. I'm not saying that anyone should do this. I'm not saying anyone should hurt themselves. That's not the point of it here. The point is, please, think. Think. This is an experimental vaccine. It's been killing people. It's been giving people blood clots. It's been putting magnetic prions. That means they can be activated by, you know, microwave fields, 4G, 5G fields, 3G fields. Your microwave oven, for crying out loud, could activate it. We don't know. Just think before you go and do something like that. This is on the level of injecting yourself with mercury. Oh, hang on, that's in any of the other vaccines anyway, mercury salts. It's just, you know, don't do it. Just have some self-preservation, for crying out loud. Does that make sense, Rich?
Well, it does. That's why a lot of authenticated experts are saying this emergency authorization should not have taken effect with all the therapeutics that we have. We'll be right back, folks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. And I want to thank our audience for listening in today, and I especially want to thank Gwyneth Isaacs for being up in the middle of the night and talking about tonic, quinine, citric fruit juice, and gin. So I bet everybody on the Eastern Front there is listening to Gwyneth and making their own gin and tonics right now. And Gwyneth, one thing you were talking about was, basically, I put it in this context. It's the same context, but I word it slightly different, how we all need to relearn old 19th century skills but dovetail them with 21st century technology. As you know, I live with an off-grid like yourself. I use solar. We both garden. We both harvest edible and medicinal plants. We both raise animals. So that means we both think outside the box, not just talk about it, but we live outside the box. And Gwyneth, I'm going to give you the last word in our last couple minutes of the broadcast today. And again, it's so nice to broadcast with you. It's nice to hear your voice, and thank you for what you do. It takes courage, it takes patriotism, and I know you're doing this not just for your children, but you're doing this for the free world, and we really appreciate it. So Gwyneth, you have the last word in the last few minutes of airtime.
Okay. What I would like to say in closing, earlier this year I had a horse riding accident, and when the ambulances, because there was two ambulances actually came for me, when they came for me, one thing that they immediately always do for anyone who has an accident here in Australia, the paramedics do a blood test in the ambulance, okay? Because there's a liability factor there. They have to make sure that, you know, no substances were involved in the accident. And, you know, this is something that they have to do. And if they're, you know, if somebody takes substances and then goes and has a stupid accident, well, that's their own stupid fault. There were no substances involved in my accident. It was my own stupid behavior with getting on a nearly broken horse without a saddle and a bridle. That's just stupid behavior, and I acknowledge that. But one thing that they noticed in the blood test was they said, wow, you have got excellent nutrition. We don't think we've seen anyone with as good nutrition as what you have. And I said, really? And they said, what do you do? And I said, I grow my own vegetables and raise my own chickens. And I eat not all of my food from my own garden. At the moment, I still do buy some food from the supermarket. But the majority of the food that I buy from the supermarket is whole foods. Like, for instance, I went supermarket shopping today and I bought carrots, I bought potatoes, I bought pasta, I bought chicken stock powder, I bought milk powder, and, that was it. And that and the herbs and the vegetables and the eggs and, you know, a little bit of meat that I raised for myself, that's my diet. And they said, you have got excellent nutrition. And they said, we don't think we've seen such good nutrition in a blood test. And this is the fruit of what you can expect if you live the sort of life that we live. And I fertilized my vegetables and my fruit trees with composted manure, ashes from my wood fires, and that's it. You know, so composted horse manure and ashes from my fire. And I grow beautiful vegetables. You know, it's I'm still learning. It is a learning curve. And in the environment that I live, it's a semi-arid zone 9 climate. So it's challenging because the summers are baking hot and the winters are cold and reasonably frosty, although there isn't generally snow. So that the cold, frosty nights mean that although we get the rain in the winter, we can't really grow things like cucurbits during the winter, whereas if we didn't have the frost, then we would be able to grow the cucurbits during the winter, but they don't do well in the summer either, because it's so hot. I mean, I'm talking about in excess of 40 degrees centigrade every single day for 2 or 3 months of the year. And that's really hot. That's normal. And we might not get rain for 5 months, not even one drop during the summer, and that's completely normal for us. Does that make sense, Rich?
It does. Yeah, I congratulate you on the way you're living, Gwyneth. We're not too far from you. And, again, thank you for tuning in, audience. Gwyneth, you have a great, you're probably going to bed, so have a good night's sleep. And thanks for tuning in, everybody. I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
God bless, and I'll see you later.
Thank you, Gwyneth.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.